Well, thank you very much indeed, Keith, and a big thank you actually to you for providing what has been, I think, essential leadership in pulling together the different parts of the UK and getting us to this, I think, relatively happy state that we're in now. I mean, the joke always was that people said revalidation is 18 months away. The trouble is that people have been saying it for the last 12 years, that it's 18 months away. Thankfully, we're actually past the 18 months away stage now. We are a matter of months away before we believe revalidation can be launched. I would like you, though, to imagine what it would be like if you were about to get on an aircraft. You're about to board when you hear that the captain, who's pictured here, is unable to fly. And a locum pilot is going to take controls of your aircraft today. The airline only knows he has a pilot's license that he acquired around 20 years ago. The airline has never employed this pilot before. They don't know his safety record. They do not know whether he has flown this type of aircraft before either. And I guess the very simple question which I ask to you, and happy for you to use this analogy as well with others, is would you fly? Would you get on the aircraft? And the interesting thing, of course, about this analogy which somebody has pointed out to me is there is a very crucial difference with doctors. And that is actually the pilot is at least getting on the plane. So he's taking some risk himself in this process. Whereas, of course, you could argue that the doctor is not taking such a personal risk in that circumstance. But it's a very serious question to ask of an industry where safety should be absolutely critical to what we are about. So quality matters. I think there's quite a lot of evidence that the healthcare industry, not just in this country, actually across the developed world, has been really rather slow to embrace safety. It was a comment made in the seminal Institute of Medicine report just around 10 years ago that healthcare was around 10 years behind other safety critical industries in the way that it looked at that. And I think there has been some considerable progress over that period of time. But certainly if you look at any set of past failures, and you could pick any of them, focus on volume and throughput at the expense of quality, disconnect between medical staff and management, and critically this issue that clinical governance does not seem to have been in place. And just to give you an old example, the Bristol Inquiry, it made the point, and it was referring to a consensus that had survived, it said, until around the 1990s, if enough well-qualified professionals could be educated and trained, they could then be relied upon to provide services of high quality throughout their working lives. Indeed, there was a prevailing wisdom was that policymakers and managers should be kept out of matters involving professional judgment. I think we have moved a considerable distance since then, but I think you have to see revalidation as being, in a way, part of this wider movement. And then bringing you more up to date, not with the Mid-Staffs Inquiry report, which is about to come, but the first one, where it was observed in the closing remarks to that, that effective governance is the key to providing the best service and ensuring patient safety. Without good governance, it's quite impossible for the board to be effective. And going back to my pilot, of course, the question is, would the British Airways board be happy to know that the locum pilot was getting on one of their planes earlier today? So I think it's also fair, and I'm not going to dwell on this because you, most of this audience will be more familiar with this than I am, but quality certainly from, I would say, from the mid-1990s, you began to see quality and safety, definitions of quality starting to come in, more of a focus within healthcare organisations. The responsibility, of course, for chief execs for clinical quality, which hadn't existed before. And, of course, now in NHS commissioning board's objectives, quality is absolutely built into what the board will be about. We've seen pretty significant advances in health hospital-acquired infections. I could take lots of examples.